Okay, starting on page Kuf Samach in Simen Shin Chof Hei, Seif Yud Dalet. Page Kuf Samach, Simen Shin Chof Hei, Seif Yud Dalet. Okay, Asa Eini Yehudi B'Shabbos Oein Oikeve Latzmai. What if a non-Jew on Shabbos built for himself a Oein, like some type of a cupboard? Sorry, not a cupboard, I mean like a coffin. Or a kever, or he dug a grave. So he did one of two things. Obviously, clearly, he's got plans for himself. So he built himself, for his future plans, he built himself a coffin, or dug himself a grave. Mutli sol kaveh, boy, a Jew is able to use that. He can, right? He could then use that coffin or that grave. B'masai b'sholisol, but if the goy did it for the Jew, then... Again, it's the same principle that keeps coming up. If a goy does malacha for himself, a Jew is allowed to benefit, generally speaking. But if a goy did malacha for a Jew, the Jew is not allowed to benefit. So if he dug the grave or he built the coffin for the Jew can never, here's the chiddush, he can never be buried there. You know, we don't find such a strict opinion. We usually say, wait till after Shabbos or wait a certain amount of time after Shabbos. No, over here, you can never use that grave or that coffin for the Jew. But the case is specifically when the grave is in a public area and the coffin is there on it, next to it. Because then everyone knows it was done for this Jew. Everyone knows that the goy had prepared this grave or built this coffin for the Jew. On to the next page, 320. But if it was in a private location, where the onlooker, there are no onlookers. Mutter lekaveh boy le'erev b'chdei sheyasu. Then, if you wait the amount of time it took to do the malacha, even though the goy did it for the Jew, you can use that coffin or that grave for the Jew. Vafilu kushub b'fel hesia, and even in a case when it was done publicly, it means the grave in the public place, or the coffin is in a there in that public place next to it. The issa is only on the person it was meant for. The Jew that it was meant for. For another Jew to use that coffin or that grave, that will be permitted. Again, he has to wait after Shabbos, the amount of time it would have taken to do that malacha of digging the grave or of building the coffin. Okay, back to page 3, Kuf Samach. Mishnah Berurah, right at the bottom of the page, Sifkoton, Ayin Gimel. The last two lines of the page in the Mishnah Berurah, page Kuf Samach. If the goy built the coffin or dug the grave for the Jew, for a particular Jew, then he can never use it. Even though the general rule is if a goy did a malacha for a Jew, you have to wait till after Shabbos and the amount of time that it would have taken to do the malacha. And here we're being much more strict. Here we say you can never use it. Since there's a public event over here that everyone can see that the goy did it for the Jew, as we'll see on the next page, 320, the chachamim were even more stringent than normal. Because it's a public desecration, a public chilul Hashem. And Magnavon brings from the Rambam that any other type of public malacha, we would also prohibit forever using that malacha. There's nothing special about graves and coffins, according to the Magen Avraham from the Rambam. It's just the fact that it was a public event. If the goy is publicly doing it for the Jew, building it for the Jew, whatever, doing malacha for the Jew can never use that malacha, the benefit of that malacha. That's according to Magen Avraham. Avam medivrei Taz, b'shem Haran, mash medadafka hocha, echmiru chom le'esar olamis. No, it's not a general rule, says the Taz, about anything public. It's something very specific about burial. Mishum, that we say you can never use it. Mishum sheganayu liyisrael, sheyikaveh bekeveh mefursam, sheyinishchal bo Shabbos b'shvilo. It's something special about burial, that it's a disgrace for a Jew to be buried in a grave that there was public desecration of Shabbos to produce. A grave or a coffin. Ava b'shar malachos, but all other malachos that aren't related to the burial, or and nothing to do with burial. B'chol gavnei na'asav akadish yaseh. In any case, it might be we only prohibit it till after Shabbos and the amount of time it would have taken to do the malacha. Ayin seif siman tof reish samach dalas. Okadivei Aran matzasi oy become a rishonim. It wasn't just the Aran who had this opinion; it was other rishonim as well. V'alkein ein lachmir be'esav serch. When you need, you could rely on this opinion. So again, we turned out a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz as to whether there's something special here about the about burial. again, according to the Magen Avraham, the fact that the grave was in a public place and the coffin's in a public place and there by the grave, and you know, therefore, or you even saw him doing it, but that the goy did this malacha for the Jew, that's why we prohibit it. So any other parallel type of case where a public malacha was publicly done for a Jew, and there's a huge enough gemara in this, right? If a malacha was publicly done for a Jew, you can never benefit from that malacha. Whereas according to the Taz, quoting from the Ran, no, we're more makel. It's not about public. It's just about the fact there's something special about burial, that it will be a disgrace to it for a Jew to be buried in a grave or in a coffin that was produced through public desecration of Shabbos, and therefore something unique about that. But other malachas we wouldn't be so strict. Okay, Sifkotan Ayin Dalid. So the Shulchan Aruch said that another Jew can be buried in that grave or in that coffin, as long as he waits for Kadesh Yasu till after Shabbos and the amount of time it would have taken to dig the grave or build the coffin. Even though you might say that generally there's no gezeira that if you allow benefit from the malacha, he might be tempted to tell the goy to do it because it wasn't meant for him. Right? He didn't. In this particular case or any such case, if a Jew who was not the intended recipient of the malacha, if that Jew would benefit from it, you're not concerned he's going to tell the goy to do it next time because the goy didn't do it for him. It was the goy did it for someone else. In a case when a full malacha was done for a Jew, we don't differentiate. Chazal did not differentiate, and they say everyone would need to wait till after Shabbos and Kadesh Yasin. That again, we said that any malacha done by a goy for a Jew, again, when you didn't have a heter to tell a goy to do malacha, obviously, it was in all the cases where it would be prohibited. A situation when a goy did a malacha for a Jew in a prohibited manner, that we say you have to wait for Kadesh Yasu, the amount of time after Shabbos as well, not just Shabbos itself, but the amount of time after Shabbos, enough time to have done that malacha. After Ovad Isur Bezer, Afidahochi, Ein Sachlam Tim Masishasak Ad Kadesh Yasu Mishum Dele Hane, Melechis Shabbos Veloy Yose. Even if the Jew actually told the goy that he wants him to do it for him, it wasn't just when the goy volunteered of his own volition to do a malacha, but even if the Jew actually told the goy to do it for him, we still only limit the Issa till after Shabbos plus the amount of time to do the malacha, but no longer. Meaning, after that point, when there was enough time after Shabbos to do the malacha, you can benefit from the malacha that was done. Except in the case we described earlier of the public event, or it was a burial. But in every other case of a goy doing malacha for a Jew, even if the Jew told him to do it, you only have a penalty till after Shabbos plus the amount of time to do the malacha, but no longer than that. Okay, Sif Tes Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Einu Yehudi Shehevi B'Shabbos Chalilim. Now we're still talking about burial and things like that. So if a goy brought on Shabbos Chalilim, what are Chalilim? Perush Kli Nigun Chalulim Shekoilam Ma'ire Habechi. Some type of flutes or pipes that they apparently, I don't know, I've never been to such a levaya, but apparently they blow pipes and flutes. Bagpipes to inspire crying over the dead. That's what they do. That's what they would do. That was the minute they would at the levaya, or maybe at the hespedim, the eulogies, they would actually sound these flutes or pipes or whatever to awaken people's emotions. So if a goy brought on Shabbos such flutes or pipes, lispoid by him, you saw that you could then be used for a eulogy for a Jew. It should not be used even after Shabbos, not for this particular dead or any other Jew should not be using it. You have to wait after Shabbos enough time for these instruments to be brought from a nearby place. Yeah, it's the general rule, right? The standard rule is that you have to wait till after Shabbos plus the amount of time it would take to do the malacha. Here it was brought, and it was brought be'issa, and therefore you have to wait. But if you know there was a specific location it was brought from, it wasn't just you don't know where he bought it from, you know exactly where he bought it from. He bought it from the flute shop in 200 miles away. Then that's how you can calculate after Shabbos the amount of time it would have taken to have come from that place now. If it's a 2-hour drive, then you have to wait 2 hours after Shabbos. And then afterwards it could be used for him or for anyone else. They can use these flutes for these eulogies. That's only though if it was brought, the goy brought these instruments through a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which is an Issa Doraisa for a Jew to do. If the Goy only brought it through Carmelis, which is not a public domain, it's a rabbinic type of public domain. If it hasn't got the criteria to be a full public domain, there's not 600,000 people traveling through it, etc. Since there was no Issa Torah done by the Goy to bring these instruments, you don't have to wait after Shabbos at all. Immediately after Shabbos, you're allowed to use the flutes, and you can have the Levaya, or whatever, the eulogy, straight after Shabbos. So that's good news. Okay. Sifkatan ayin hei. Shehevi b'Shabbos. If the goy brought these instruments, these flutes, pipes on Shabbos, Mayri sheheviam mechutz l'trum. The cases where he brought the goy, what did he do wrong? He brought these items from outside the trum Shabbos of the city. V'gam haya derech v'shizam. And also, as we mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, he brought it through a public domain. Shenase Issa Torah, because that would be an Issa Torah, as we described. Dim lo yaya derech v'shizarabim, haya mutter lachem erev miyad, as we already said, as we can, the Shulchan Aruch himself says at the end, that if it were being through a Roshus Rabbanon, not through a public domain, then it would be mutter to use immediately after Shabbos. And that's exactly what we saw at the end of the Sif. Sifkon, I involve me mokum koiv. You have to evaluate that he probably bought it from a place which is close by, and therefore you have to wait till after Shabbos, the amount of time it takes to come from that place close by to the place where the buyer is, whatever. Dehainu mechus l'trum, close by, but outside the trum. V'im heviim dech sautia gedoyla shumefusam. Also loy lamis. Again, the same situation as we described in the previous sif. If he brought these instruments, not just kind of in a kind of quiet way, but he actually went through a whole public sautia gedoyla, like a public marketplace or a public place, like a main thoroughfare that he brought it through, and everyone can see him bringing these pipes for the Jews' eulogies. Then it would be exactly what we saw in the previous sif. It will be usher to use those flutes for that eulogy forever. Sif Yudal, as we saw in the previous sif, the Gabe Aaron Makeva, about the coffin and the grave. Ein Zayin v'im Yoda b'vaday. But if you know for sure that he bought it from a certain place, then that's the place you have to calculate that he after Shabbos the amount of time. Ben Lachmir, whether we're going to be more stringent, for example, it's way out of the Trum Shabbos, it's a long journey, you'd have to wait that amount of time after Shabbos for him to come on such a long journey. And also we can be lenient in the same din. For example, if you know he bought it from within the Trum Shabbos, but the problem was he bought it through a public domain. Then you have to wait the amount of time after Shabbos it would take for him to bring from that particular place. It might be like a half a kilometer away or something like that. So you have to make sure that you're not benefiting from any malacha that was done for this Jew on Shabbos. We said wait till after Shabbos. Again, if he knew for sure that particular place he bought it from, wait till after Shabbos, the amount of time you need to get it from that place. Even if you have that same item elsewhere nearby, you can get a flute nearby from somewhere else. Since he bought it from there, that's the amount of time you have to wait after Shabbos. But the cases when, again, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, the cases when he bought it through a public domain, which is a rabbin. But if you only bought it through a Carmelis, then you can use it immediately after Shabbos. It's going on the case of within the Trum. It was bought through Derech, which is a Drabanon, and he bought it from within the Trum. That's why, since he only bought it through a Rosh Hashanah Drabanon, you can use it straight after Shabbos. Even though for the person it was meant for, you can use it straight after Shabbos. Because if it was bought from outside the Trum, even if it were only brought through roads and stuff that were Drabanons, you'd have to wait the amount of time it would take after Shabbos to have brought it from there. Well, the others can use it immediately after Shabbos. Since there's a drabon over here, it can be used for other people straight after Shabbos. But after Al Kamalis Yesh Gamkein, if the drabon come out Trum, and you say, well, what's the difference? Whether you bought it from outside the Trum or whether you bought it through a Kamalis, either way, the Goy did an Issa drabon on for the Jew. The things is within the Trum, we're more makel because there's not such a major hanah since he bought it again from within the Trum. Okay, the last sif for this week is a one-liner and a short Mishnah Berurah, sif Tes Zayin. Safik im huvu michus l'trum oy mitoich ha-trum. If you're not sure whether the items were brought, these flutes, whether they were brought from outside the Trum or from within the Trum, We have to be concerned. It's a suffix, and it's a suffix jabonim, you might say, but we still have to be concerned that he brought it from outside the trum, and therefore you have to wait till after Shabbos, etc. Sif cotton pay. Suffix in move if you're not sure. The gam can shaychi hani tanoim shenis kuvah sif test, as the conditions that we spoke about all the way back in sif test will apply also over here. Again, it would depend on the case of a suffix, and if you have a reason to believe it's more one way or the other, we spoke more details on Sif Test. You can look back and see that. Sif Cotton Payout, the last one for this week. Hoshishin Shema, we're concerned that maybe he brought it from outside the Trum. Val Kane, Sach Gam Kane, Lam Tinker, the Be'er, Kadesh Yavir, Michos the Trum, therefore you have to wait till after Shabbos, not just after Shabbos, but also the amount of time it would have taken to bring the item from outside the Trum. Adkar.